And guess what? It's the first Friday of the month. Guess who's here?
Yay!
Sandra the Plant Lady.
Good morning, Sandra. Doing great.
Well, and when you pulled up, I noticed some of that white stuff in the air.
Yeah, I did too.
Did you drag that with you?
No.
Not responsible?
No.
Well, at least that's what you tell us.
Nope. I walked into school and I came out and it was happening. So it happened while I was not outside.
Well, you brought help this morning.
I did. I have a guest. Before I announce my guest, though, I would like to make announcements for November.
Okay.
Few things that are happening. Just a reminder, after our last guest last month about the labyrinths, there is that training, that Wisdom Ways, Walking in Harmony class that's coming up. That is November 8th, and if people are interested in that, I don't know if there is still space available or anything, but that phone number is 651-696-2788. And if I'm remembering correctly, that was Wisdom Ways, and it was offered at the campus of St. Kate's,
I think
is
right.
What Camille had said. This is exciting. So at Lean at the elementary school, this is being installed right now. And if anyone is interested in helping, I think they're looking for people for Sunday, but they're actually putting in an outdoor classroom.
Whoa.
Also
really?
Known as a technology free zone, which I'm happy about. I'm very pleased with Amory's school district, but walking into the school and having a TV screen in the entryway and then be told to limit screen time and then be given websites to direct your kids to, it's very,
it's
counter message. But
yeah.
Outdoor classroom technology free zone is getting put in. It's going to be handicapped accessible, which is also very thoughtful and exciting. So people can look into helping with that. I'm sure I would contact school today if they want to, now that it's the weekend. So that's exciting. And as I learn more about that, we can talk about that moving forward. Abrahamson's has workshops coming up. Folks have really enjoyed these container workshops. They are doing one for holiday decor on the 16th and the 23rd at 10 a.m. The only location now that is going to be open starting Monday will be the St. Croix Falls store.
Oh, okay.
And they will be having a holiday open house on the 16th and 17th. And then also a wreath decorating workshop on the 23rd at 2. There is a fee for both of those. Space is limited, so please sign up ahead of time, either online at abrahamsonnurseries.com or 715-483-3040. So, and I had one other thing I was going to announce, but I think we'll just move on because we'll run out of time. So this morning, I brought with me here today Chris Sondriel from Balsam Lake Pro Lawn. Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
So thanks so much for coming. So hopefully you folks are familiar with Balsam Lake Pro Lawn. They're over located in Balsam Lake, pretty much right in town, kind of as you go around the corner between kind of main part of town and say the government center. You offer so many services. I knew you had a wide array of services that you offered, but when I looked at your website, you have a lot to offer.
We're a full service landscape lawn maintenance, and we have a retail garden center. Pretty much anything that happens outside, we do. Just being in the smaller communities, you can't really be specialized in just one thing, and so you have to be diverse. And so we try to do as much as we can in outdoor property service.
Well, I would think some of that must have evolved. I know when I've done work for people, it leads to, well, do you do this? Or do you know anyone who does this? So even if your intention was to start with one thing, it seems to take you down that
path. Yeah, absolutely. We got our start just mowing lawns, and I remember our very first landscape job. Some people had some shoreline erosion and asked if we were willing to do a riprap on a shoreline, and we're like, well, I think we can do that. And so that was over on Half Moon Lake, and that kind of evolved. And like you said, people started, so then in the wintertime we started, self-educating, taking classes and learning and how to do other things, and outdoors, and so it's like you said, it's definitely evolved from there.
Well, and I love to hear that you have the education part too, because there's so many different areas, like the shoreline restoration, the rain gardens, and those things are very specific. And so as these rain gardens have gained in popularity, and people have become aware of the need to restore our shorelines and protect that, you really have to be on your game and keep up, because not everyone out there knows what they're doing, but so to find folks that are educated and have the experience then on top of that and learning.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, and especially just with our area, Balsam Lake and all the lakes that are in Polk County, is the majority of the of where our work takes place. And with all of the, whether it's new construction, existing construction, one of the biggest things is protecting the lake, protecting the environment. And so, you know, everybody kind of thinks as landscaping is just the beauty part of it, and, you know, what you look at, but really the real core of landscaping and that is like water runoff and mitigating that. And so, you know, a lot of people now are wanting to do projects, and they're having to do mitigation, they call it, through the zoning. And so, like you said, the rain gardens, capturing that water, roof water, infiltration pits, those type of things are on almost every project that, you know, especially new construction for sure.
Right. So. Well, and I do remember from landscape design that the five principles of design, functionality, maintainability, were some of the first principles of design. Aesthetically pleasing is actually like the last principle of design. So having a landscape that works and is functional and maintainable, and those are really what's important. And then through proper installation and plant selection, then you get the aesthetically pleasing part at the end.
And I think one thing, just like you talked about that, just evolving, starting in just lawn mowing, it's kind of the ground level of what you're talking about, because you see how you mow the lawn kind of drives how you can then relate how, like you said, the functionality of how you landscape things, or, you know, if you're not controlling your water, you're going to have low spots where water stands or erosion. So, I mean, that's what we kind of talk about, that being the ground level, but it teaches you to, like, look at the big picture as to what you just talked about.
Well, and I really, the thing that really stands out for me is installing edging. People would do that, they'd curve the edging in toward the house. Well, you're never going to be able to clean that little triangle that's in there. Whereas if you flare it, and I'm on air here using hand signs, but, you know, if you flare it the way you always have to picture your bed, you know, and if you're doing it yourself, lay down a garden hose and lay out your edging before you cut your beds with a hose, because that's, you can move that around, and then use your lawnmower to go so you can flow with that edge, so you know that you're not going to be leaving these little pockets that you're not able to.
You worry about using hands and they can't see you because it's radio.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. They can see you moving those hands. Because it's what you're saying is pretty expressive, and it's pretty self-explanatory once you say it.
Well, and I was, one thing that really impressed me, so if you get the chance and you guys have the internet, check out Balsam Lake ProLawn's website, and a lot of their shoreline restoration, believe it or not, I personally like my dormant period in the winter and take a break, but not these guys. They're out there all year round working, and one of the really cool jobs that they do in winter is focusing on those shorelines, because they bring the machinery out onto the ice, so they're not going to come out and be tearing up your yard. Whoa. And then they're able to access that shoreline directly. How did that start?
Well, it just, like I said, you know, we got requests for fixing shorelines, and one of the reasons is that, on Balsam especially, is that the access isn't always good, or there's a steep hill going down to the lake, and so it would, A, damage the lawn as you try to get to there, and then you'd have to set up a chute system or roll these boulders down these hills, and then it would, you know, destroy the the cover and potential erosion. And so we were like, well, there's got to be an easier way. And in our neck of the woods here, it does freeze and our lakes get froze. And so, you know, people are driving on lakes. But so we basically developed a system of pulling hay wagons with our tractors, and we load the boulders from the landings onto these hay wagons, and then we go out, we get them prepped in the fall before the ice freezes, remove anything that's in there, our way, tree stumps, get our fabric laid out, and then we come in the wintertime and we will lay out our first course and then kind of stack it up, and we leave the rock a little high. And then as it sinks into the, it kind of just goes into place, and we come back in the spring and do our final touch-up.
So that is just so incredible. And then so any shoreline planting that you're doing would get done first, and then all that prep, and then when winter comes, you kind of go through. Wow, you really have a lot to keep track of, because that's really almost, you're there in the summer, you're there in the winter, and then back in the spring when everything, when the frost goes and everything settles back down. So you really got to keep
correct
good track of your clients and where you're at.
Documentation and keeping track of everything is very important. So
yeah, I wouldn't know that we were supposed to be here today if I didn't keep up with my calendar on a really regular basis. November 1st came really quick.
I got a question, because all that stuff sounds like a lot of work. You must have a lot of people work for you.
We do. We've grown a little bit each year, and at our max point, I think we had 21 people this summer.
Wow.
Working total. And we have our core group of guys that have been with us quite a while. So we have, like right now, I think we have 13 or 14 of us that are going, you know, once we lose our college kids. But
yeah.
And so, you know, they stay on in the wintertime. So we do a lot of shoreline restoration in the winter. That's a big part. And then we do snow removal or snow services, too. So everybody takes a part in that venture also.
Well, it's neat that you came up with this, because so many of the, you know, the businesses in our field, it's hard to keep good people. You get really good people, but they need employment in the wintertime. And unless if you're willing to go work out at the ski hill, I mean, I've been blessed that I've always found ways to kind of fill the spaces. And I love having that variety through the year. But there are other people that need that really consistent year-round solid income, and so your Prolon really offers a good year-round employment opportunity in this field, which in our climate is very rare. It's hard to find. I mean, even you'll normally at least get a few months off between the ending and production, but with you guys, I mean, I was looking at, you do snow removal off not just off the driveways and the sidewalks, but off roofs. You're willing to do different contracts, whether they want it when there's an inch of snow or 4 inches of snow or whatever, wow, so people can fine-tune what their needs are and are wanting you.
Snow is really complicated. Maybe we give too many choices, but you know, we do. We have, like, you can be 1 through 4 inches of snow as a trigger. We have regular service. We have weekend service. So it needs. We have a good software program that schedules all that, because it'd be hard to keep track of it otherwise. So
it's, well, and what a gift for folks who maybe only come and use their cabin for a week at Christmas or at certain times, and you're willing to be like, "Yep, we can come out that week, and that's the only time we'll come," and to be flexible to do that. And then the other thing, so Property Watch as well. So tell us more about that service that you offer.
So we do, we'll offer services just because we're around. A lot of people, like you said, have cabins up around this area, and they're not around all the time. So they'll have us do what we call cabin check or cabin watch, and get set up on how often people want us to visit. But keeping, like, furnace vents, making sure they're clear, making sure the heat is on, something hasn't gone wrong. We've had birds fly into windows and break windows. So there's just a multitude of things that can potentially go wrong. And so it's just a kind of a safety net for people to have somebody just to physically go to the property,
right,
and just make sure that everything is as it should be. And so And a lot of them, we, you know, if we get consistent snow, well, we just do that at as we're doing the plowing sometimes, or we make a special trip, you know, just based on the weather.
But so. That's a good fit, because if you're already going to be there doing snow removal, how wonderful. I mean, I have friends who, like, put a camera in their house that faces the thermometer because they're in Florida in the winter, and they want to make sure that their house is at an even temperature.
Yeah.
And this isn't a cat. I mean, this is their
right.
home, but because they have two residences. And just so if people are interested, too, I mean, the time is coming. It was snowing this morning. So if you're interested in and needing some snow removal, and this includes snow removal off roofs in addition to sidewalk. Oh, and I'm going to give out the number, and then I'm going to bring up something else that I thought sounded really cool. So 715-485-3131. 485-3131. So if you want to call and get set up for one of those winter maintenance programs, you can give them a jingle. The one thing that I saw, where's my note, that was really interesting is, what is this frost cooker? They actually can do ground thawing. So if your septic system freezes up, which can be common, and I know people who've had some challenging situations. So what the heck is a frost cooker?
So it's basically an insulated hood that you use propane, a propane torch, and so we use it to thaw ground. And actually another service that we do that's year-round is we dig graves.
Wow. Whoa.
So that was kind of another thing that we had never sought out to do, but we maintained with some mowing with cemeteries, and then the guy retired at one cemetery, and so we started doing it. And so then once came the winter, we had to get this insulated hood to thaw the ground, and then that's enabled us to use it for other things. But you can pull about an inch of frost per hour with this insulated hood. Ooh. And propane, and to thaw ground. And you know, like last winter, we had a lot of, there was deep frost at the end of the year, and people's septics freeze up and water lines freeze up, so it gives us an opportunity to do additional things in the winter also.
Gosh, is there any depth that's too deep to thaw?
Well, what happens is when it gets to, you know, a really thick frost, is that you'll have to thaw it down, and then you have to actually dig the dirt out that's thawed and then reset it. And then so you can get it to go down. So.
Wow.
Because last year, I think some places in Wisconsin had up to like 7 feet of trees. So
underneath driveways and roads and things like that, it was definitely that low. I mean, usually the ground, you know, like I think last year at the end of February, there was probably like 36 to 40 inches of frost in the turf areas.
Wow. So. Well, speaking of turf, actually, when I invited Chris to come on the show, we were going to focus on turf. I do have a degree in turf management, but I've not worked in that field in any capacity, and actually gave away my turf book to a friend who wanted to build a golf green at his house. And so when I very first invited Chris to come on, we were going to focus on turf. And then as I got more interested in, I mean, I've been to Pro Lawn a few times and checked out the nursery, but I did not realize the extent of how much you do. And then with all the things you offer for winter, we just decided to kind of switch gears, because we're kind of moving out of turf and lawn care for right now.
Unfortunately.
So maybe you can come back. We'll have you on again. And we
Right.
When everyone's starting to have
the spring
problems
might be,
in their lawn.
The best, yeah.
If you have time.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of how we got our start, is in just, you know, the lawn care side. And my business partner, John Hall, started mowing lawns as a way to stay at their cabin when he was 14 years old, and that's how Pro Lawn got started. And I met John when I was at St. Cloud State. Him and I were two dorm rooms apart, and got to be good friends, had a lot of similar interests, and he brought me up to Balsam Lake, and I really loved the area. And we both, instead of getting the so-called real job, decided we were going to do lawn care, and so that's kind of our grassroots. And then as right,
by now I'll bet you say it is your roots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So as we developed, and like you talked about, start expanding, I kind of we decided that, you know, the lawn care was something that I showed more interest in, so that's kind of my side of the business that I handle, and John is more handles the landscape side of the business. And so I've just found a got a passion for, I love making grass look nice and green and healthy, and it's good for the environment, good for your property, and so it's been fun to learn more about it and keep evolving in the lawn care.
Well, and that good for the environment. You know, I can remember when I very first started getting into the turf program, and there was a lot of turf bashing that was going on at the time. You know, and then the more you learned, I mean, yes, golf courses and things like that have a lot of inputs, but they're controlling them. They know the rates of fertilizer to put on. They have buffers and things that are filtering. And whereas with the homeowners, they're just going out and buying this bag and getting out there. No offense, but then this has to do again with what Chris was saying about the water runoff and where's that water going? If, you know, if you've fertilized and then it's filtering. And so if you hire ProLawn to come take care of your yard and do yard care, I mean, one of your focuses is installing and maintaining sustainable landscapes. And also one quote that I read was protect your family from health concerns. And that was directly related to your lawn care. So you're choosing products if you need them that are going to be as safe for people and the environment, and then trying to do good cultural practices, I'm guessing, to prevent needing those.
Correct.
Things.
You know, it's really hard to go to a complete organic lawn care program and to get, but my whole belief is what I call an IPM and input management measurement. And there's a lot of ways that you can make your turf healthy and not use a lot of sprays. Just timing of fertilizer, the types of fertilizer are really important, the height at what you're cutting your lawn. Overseeding in the fall is a huge one, because the thicker your turf is, the less chance for weeds to come up through. Weeds thrive in sparse lawns or hard compacted, so like aeration and overseeding. So there's a lot of things that you can do to help get your lawn without doing a lot of the, you know, sprays and other things. So we do a lot of, you know, of other things to get your lawn looking nice without using all the herbicides and pesticides.
That's excellent. Yeah, and I was even looking too, it sounds like for, we're back to winter again here, sorry folks, eco-friendly ice melt even as far as for cleaning and de-icing up the
right.
Sidewalks. So you're really aware. I mean, and you're working with so many of these lake homes. And
I think, you know, we're in the green industry, and it should be us setting the example for green practices. And like you said, when, you know, just starting at that grassroots of maintaining the lawns, you see the effects of what, you know, some of these products can do, you know, if used wrong. So that way it's easier for us to, you know, input the better ways of doing things, and you see the difference that it makes. So it's important to us.
I love that.
It's the way it should be.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Well, and this was part of Plant Rants. We can spread the word. Spread the word. So you don't get much of a break, though, huh? How do you and John balance that for family time and holiday time and things like
sure.
that?
You know, and that's the one great thing about having a business partner, that it doesn't work for everybody. For us, we kind of are good at our own things, and it allows us to, you know, as we started, it was harder before because we wore so many hats, but as we've evolved a little bit, we've gotten some good people under us that can kind of help take some of the pressure off, and even though we might not be specialists in every item, we kind of have a grasp, obviously, of the whole picture, and so one guy can get away with their families and do some of these things that you need to do and not worry about it, because the other person is going to be there to make things flow and operate. So we get a chance, you know, these last few years have been better. We've gotten opportunities to get away and do fun things with our families and for ourselves. So,
well, and it's good to hear that you have. A lot of times business owners aren't comfortable either to turn the reins over, so the fact that you have good staff and good people that you trust, and then one of you can stay and kind of oversee in case there's some things come up, but to have good people working for you.
You mentioned you had a core group. How long have they been with you?
Our longest guy has been with us about 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And we've got a couple others that have been like 7 years. And we've had a couple other guys that came in on their second season that have really stepped up. And we've really tried to implement a training program. That was one of our big things from last winter that we're trying to develop, because training is the number one thing for developing and keeping good people and
setting good habits too from the very beginning.
Correct.
Where does that graft need to be planted? Above, how far above the soil should that thing be? Do not bury it.
Right. No, it's there's no substitute for training, and it's a work in progress, but it's something that's vital to any business, but in our industry, it's especially being so diverse and doing so many things that we need to, keep on with the training on all of these things that we're doing and keeping the, like you said, the sustainable and maintainable part of it in present in their minds too.
So. I want to mention too, we've got a few minutes here left, but so in addition to the nursery, which I'm guessing is winding down now, have you gotten ready to overwinter your nursery stock yet? Have you consolidated? And
yeah, we actually our garden gal Summer, she got all the plants, the foliage cut back and did all the pruning, and we just got to consolidate them to one spot. They're still on the benches, but that'll probably be next week that we'll do that.
Well, so. We've just now had the perfect temperatures. Your timing is just right as far as getting your stuff covered. But in addition to that, so ProLawn is open all the time. They also, you have a floral department, so with the holidays coming, and a lot of us have relatives out of town, so you can call them and get set up for some floral delivery, or if you just want to jazz up your own place. Also, you do all the winter decor as well, the greens and the garland and spruce tops and
Christmas
all of that.
Christmas trees.
Oh, Christmas trees as well.
We do have Christmas trees as well, yeah. Amanda is John's wife, and she runs the floral shop, and so we have fresh flowers year-round for all any type of occasion for that. And we, like you said, the greenery, wreaths, garland, all of that type of thing that we'll be starting to get in here. After Thanksgiving, we'll have that. So,
and wow. Do you do any live tree options? I know it's hard because we want these trees to go dormant, but people sometimes want to bring in a live tree and then can put it back out. Do you keep any of your spruce or potted evergreens around for that
we
option?
Do we actually have some of our B&B trees that we pull out. We usually keep a few, and every year we have one or two people that will be interested in an option like that to have it outside, as a display, and then they'll plant it in the spring.
Right. Yeah. So great that those options are available. So well, Chris, I appreciate your time. If anyone is interested in going to visit Balsam Lake ProLawn, it's 916 Badger Lane in Balsam Lake, right on the main drag as 46 is going north and then heading briefly to the west there. Call 715-485-3131 if you want to set up for any snow removal or setting up for any floral delivery. Well, I super appreciate you taking your time out today and coming and
thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Come see us again.
I'll do that. No, I think we should set up a spring one for maybe getting the lawns and beds and all of that up and going.
I would love that. We can pick a date today if you want. All right. Have a good month, Bob.
That's it, huh?
I think so.
Yeah,
we probably start having the plant rant go on a little longer.
she's trying to talk me out of another half hour.
Heck yeah. Although I am on my way to work, so there is
you better consider that first.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Sandra.
Thanks, Bob.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
Nice to meet you. Thanks.
And it is 9:30, the plant rant at a close for the first Friday of the month. That's when we do it.